Hello, good day to you, dear student. Welcome to our chapter number 16. Today we are going to cover the topic relating to brochures and other print electronic information. This is the chapter 16, and I am Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Today is my pleasure again to explain and talk to you. This chapter would focus on specific thing which refers to brochures and other print and electronic information, which are also referred as collateral. Learning objectives of this specific chapter number 16 is understand the various types of printed information used by the travel and tourism industry. So the printed brochure, different type of printed information, the traditional way of putting up information on the brochures. Know about the purpose of using such printed information. What's the use of this? Why do the travel and tourism industry players print them? Learn about the various ways used to distribute printed information to the target audience. In this, maybe we will cover the traditional way of approaching to the end user by distributing the printed information. And we will also lift our capacity in understanding, knowing about the various alternatives available to the print information. So let's begin. What is information material? These are important in travel and tourism industry because of the distant customer. So if you are going to visit Dubai and you are sitting in India, here in Mumbai, Delhi or Bangalore, you are a distant customer. You're not there. You're not at the physical place. So the need for printed brochure. It is not possible to view or sample the product before the actual buying. As we know, to avail these services, you have to be part of those services. Only then you can avail. So you need to see from videos or visuals, some pictures that are put, sample them from the different type of tourist attraction being put on the visual as a sample. This needs is addressed by information material, and that's the reason you pick up an information brochure that tells you, that shows you the location, the destination, the tourist attraction that you go for. Such materials play an important role in addressing the customer's inquiry. Yes, customer would like to see, to believe. They say that to seeing is believing. So what they say in providing information about a tourist destination or the services being offered for certain tourist attraction, they would like to see it. And that's the importance of addressing the customer and preparing printed brochures. So the information material, also known as collateral, may be mailed directly to the customer or distribute through travel agent in the cases of tourism boards, India Tourism Board, Thailand Tourism Board, Kerala Tourism Board. The printed material giving information about tourist attraction and the destination is distributed directly or through travel agent or put up for display at tourism offices at the display window. Visitors information kiosks, like we do have various information kiosks where these brochures are displayed, and a visitor who seek information can pick up one of those brochures and learn about the destination. Another very important part we would talk is why printed brochure? Despite we into electronic media, where electronic brochures are preferred choice, but the printed has the content of ownership. I'll give an example. Google Maps are there. Then you have to have a linkage to internet to go onto the Google Map. Likewise, you have to have internet connection. Whereas a printed brochure, you keep it and that's your own. You can open up any page when you want, even if you don't have an internet, and understand the location. This is one of the main reasons why we still continue with the printed brochure. The ownership doesn't exist in electronic Google Map or be any information that you can obtain through internet or Google. So the information material are defined as how these information brochures, which I just now explained, which carries information about the destination, what is that defined as? Any kind of information material in print or electronic format prepared separately. Why? To generate awareness among existing and potential customers. Even existing customer, as I said, would like to have the ownership of the printed brochure to understand, inspire them to plan the trip and travel. So that material, which is available on electronic platform or printed brochure, that inspire by looking at the beautiful pictures, visuals, all that inspire, they bring that push factor into the end user. It arouses their interest and demand for a specified product and facilitates in purchase. So with that, by looking at the brochure, you get motivated. You need to see. And as I said in the beginning, seeing is believing. Pictures may say things, but you believe only when you say this, when you see that. So that's the definition of information material. Printed material variety used in travel and tourism. What type of printed material come in? Information brochures. A brochure that gives detail. Places of interest. Say we are talking of the city of Mumbai. What are places of interest? There would be a leaflet prepared, a brochure prepared that would highlight what are places of interest. How do you reach there? What are the contents of it? So all the content writers or the tourism boards who get these printed brochures done up ensure that it creates awareness and motivation among the potential buyer or the existing customer who seek more information. It is designed mainly to provide information and also facilitation. So information is provided, facts and figures are given, time of travel is specified, ideas about weather, what to wear, what can be seen, what is the specific thing that one can buy. All these sort of detailed information is provided in travel information brochure. As I said, it is in a printed format or in electronic format. You learn a lot by reading this information brochure. Travel guides and directories, location or route maps, and timetables. Now, you know that there are internationally recognized guides that are printed by a specific group of publication houses who print the brochures, which you can pick up. Lonely Planet, as an example I can give you. They prepare, print, lot of books, guides, leaflets, area-wise, region-wise, continent-wise. You can depend on that. You can go through into the nitty-gritty and detail by reading those travel guides and directories. Directories would give you in great detail what are the categories of the hotel that you can stay, what are the places of interest, what are the restaurants. All these information related to a tourist destination are provided in these travel information. As I said to you, it is all these travel information are to give information and create awareness plus motivation. Leo brochure prepared by Government Tourism Department, Chamber of Commerce, and Tourist Industry Association. We are referring to printed material as a Leo brochure. Tourist office brochures like a Government of India Tourism Board, Thailand Tourism Board, or as a national, I mentioned, Thailand Tourism Board working for the country, Thailand India Tourism Board working for the entire country, or state specific. You have printed brochure from Maharashtra Tourism, Rajasthan Tourism, Gujarat Tourism, Assam Tourism, so on and so forth. General and product specific. So they'll pick up places to visit, what to buy, what are the festival, what are the dining. All this could come up in smaller brochures containing information related to specific requirements. So someone would love to know what are the dining, what is the cuisine, where can you eat it? The person would pick up the brochure that tells you all about this. A brochure in Agra would be prepared for various things. For shopping in Agra, especially footwear, will be one brochure. Another brochure talking about Taj Mahal. Great detailed information about Taj Mahal. So these are the brochures that are prepared for a specific reason. And there will be a compiled brochure that could come containing all in one single brochure. As I was saying, why do people take printed brochures? Because you have the ownership of that. Any time you can open it up and learn and plan your walking route or visiting route by advices given in that printed brochure. Ownership is one of the very important part of these printed brochures. That's why many tour operators, hoteliers, travel and tour agencies haven't stopped printing brochures, as it says. Now you can get a lot of information, but many of us are not so familiar, especially the senior citizen, the people above 50 and 60 years of age, they are not so familiar with e-brochures, so they would still prefer the printed brochure. Promotional brochure. What is promotional brochure most commonly used and have more function roles to play? Role to inform, create awareness about a destination, to sell product and services. It has a call to action built into it. So you will be motivated and there will be call to action means get on your toes and go, go. That is part of a promotional brochure. All these brochures, other than information that they provide, they also have the element of promotion because they promote a destination. They promote the fine dining habits in a particular tourist location. They promote the shopping areas of a specific region, specific city. And they promote not only the touristic related information, but also they promote specific festival, specific function, special cultural activities that would be happening in that particular region or city. Promotional brochures, functional roles, what functions they do? It is used as a sales promotion tool. It guides to booking information. So it will have links, phone numbers, location, where you can book your product. For example, Maharashtra Tourism Development Corporation, MTDC, or Maharashtra Tourism Board will encourage you to book the properties under their management, under MTDC management. Other than listing private sector, who could have entered a promotional brochure by advertising the government-owned resorts and hotels and tourist destinations are also encouraged to guide certain things and book them, providing more detail on facilities and services, what you can have there, what is the availability. Some of them go into so much of detail that they, when they advise you how you can go, which is the nearest airport, which is the railway station close to that, how much is the walking distance, what is this place having, is this having a well done up road or rough road, if you have to climb step, how many steps are there, is washroom available, physically challenged people have facilities. All these smallest details are very helpful information. To support them, even Google helps them in creating further information by questionnaire that they send to a regular traveler, so that rich information is available who either search on electronic media for a specific destination, services, facilities, available connectivity, approaches. So nowadays, it is not just asking some local community to learn, but you have printed information, you have information available on the internet. Promotion brochures, functional road also helps in trip planning. So by knowing the map of a particular region, you know which one has to be taken first. We should sit on a second position, which would be going on the third. And they also mention about the working hours and the official holiday. This is required and very important information, especially for visiting museum, visiting places of interest, like going to zoo, going to a special theater. All these have official holiday. So if you are there for any particular zoo, it is not accepted to be closed on Sunday, because Sunday is the holiday for most of the people, and that would be helping them to visit zoo. If you close it on Sunday, then the tourists will find it so difficult. So generally, these type of tourist attraction or tourism products are open on holidays. They are closed on working day, so that officially maintenance can be carried out. All these details are provided in travel information brochure, showing friends, relatives, and business colleagues before and after travel. So you can proudly show it to your, you went there, this is the route I took it. From here I started, my hotel is here, this is a railway station, this is a bus station. You can call up taxi by calling on this number. You can share that. You can show proudly to your friends and relatives. Assisting with provision of comparison shopping. Go to this particular area where you can try your skill of bargaining, especially street shopping. There are many areas, including flea markets, where people negotiate and people find it fun to have negotiation. People would like, even some of the brochures advise how much to start with. They make you, they put this skill into you so that you also become a good bargainer. But generally, if you go to Europe, this practice doesn't exist. They have a pricing and you pay that. You can't ask, give me, reduce anything. I've experienced this. But yes, Far East, India, other developing countries, this practice exists. You negotiate, you try your skill. And with respect, I hear say, especially if you go with your women folk, like mother, sister, wife, daughter, they would always negotiate and they will finger point that we women are good in bargaining. Just comments I made. Okay, so look at this few promotional brochures here. script your adventure, historic Karnataka, untamed Karnataka. These are picked up from Karnataka State Tourism Board. So various brochures prepared, some of them and most of them hire a private company to design the brochure, so the quality and the content are of international standard. They are not necessarily meant for domestic tourists. These type of brochures go internationally also or displayed at various travel exhibitions. This is a brochure, I think from one of the tourism boards. It says what are the attractions, and a visual has been shown to you so that the interest in you comes up and you try to visit this place. Let me go and check what it is. Surrounding some area, Hampi. Again, we are talking about Hampi. Hampi is in Karnataka. So another brochure that has been picked up from Karnataka. The traditional temples are shown here. What are the other attractions in Hampi? And this is creating great interest in tourists to go and learn about it. Printed material variety used in travel and tourism. Another variety is put here from Gujarat Tourism Board that tells you wellness centers in Gujarat. What does it suggest? That even Gujarat is coming up with spa, health, detoxification element, for which it was not so famous. Also, few of the tourist interests are combined with it. You can see a yoga being put there. So even Gujarat is offering special services for wellness. Otherwise, traditionally, we could believe that it's only Kerala or some other state where you can go for wellness. Gujarat is coming up with these type of an extraordinarily designed brochure giving information what you can do in promoting. Another promotional brochure picked up from another tourism board, Karnataka Tourism Development Corporation or Kerala Tourist Destination Corporation, something. Again, creating an interest, showing a perfect resort, perfect host of destination properties, highlighting what they have. And this beautiful picture with great ambience and great nature shown around create interest in a tourist to go and visit. So this is a promotional brochure. And you'll find many of such promotional printed brochures prepared by State Tourism Department, National Tourism Department, and some of the brochures which are prepared by even international organization for specific functioning. For example, PATA is doing some PATA Travel Month, or UNWTO did their 27 September World Tourism Day this year in Indonesia. So they did put into their brochure some attractions of Indonesia, though it was done purely because World Tourism Day celebrated this year in Indonesia. Otherwise, they have to be unbiased. They have to promote the entire tourism destination at one go. So the information material and their diverse role. What is their diversity in the role? Brochures help in achieving sale and are seen as vital part of tourism marketing mix. So as I have been mentioning, this, they create interest into you. They give you information for you to design and make your mindset of going to that destination. Because there they have put up various marketing mix, various activities that one can look forward, which may not be in the knowledge of somebody. Like for example, if you pick up Odisha, it was believed some 5 to 7, 8 years back that Odisha is one of those underdeveloped states. But few brochures and few of their printed as well as their promotional activities which they carried out, it highlighted that this particular state is ultimately with hidden and misinformation that the other part of India weren't aware of it. They interact and speak directly to customer at the point where they are making any purchase. So it is providing an information guidance as to what to bargain. I picked up the bargaining element in shopping. Going to flea market, which are held on Sundays, special street shopping, special area, what we call it like bazaar, and what we say in our language, in Indian vocabulary as bazaar hut. Huts are there, which are performed on a weekly basis. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, depending on the area. So they create interest into you. They are performing the marketing role. And that brochure speak a lot. Brochure create interest, generate your motivational element component into you, and it turns up as your buying power and you buy the product. And facilitating role. So it helps you to clarify, facilitate you with bunch of information which possibly you weren't aware. They also pick up the historical element so that you get something of what this place was, when this place started developing, who were the founder of that particular state or particular tourist destination, what amount of restoration has taken place. International body has taken that as a restoration element, like UNESCO, or some sponsored local corporate who is taking care of the maintenance. You find all this with the help of tourism brochures. And that's the diverse role that we have to know. It is not just a brochure that carries beautiful picture and flowery language explaining the destination. No, it gives you very much information, very rich information, and authentically prepared, certified by state tourism or the central tourism board. That's why I said many of them are kept by reader, the traveler, for many years to come. I've seen some of the international travelers having the maps of a particular destination which were prepared 40, 35 years back, and they proudly keep it. So that was a map, say for example, the USSR, which doesn't exist anymore. Certain brochures of area and brochures prepared by USSR are more than 35, 40 years old, more than that. Some of the travelers have those old maps that would tell you in detail. And you would be surprised if you are a real explorer. You will be surprised. Some of the tourist attractions have changed direction because of the corrosion, because of the wind, because of the human destruction or encroachment happening. So wonderful information all about this. So brochure achieving sales, they interact and speak directly. They are performing marketing role and facilitation role. Thank you.